Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRock Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRock Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Broker Services, Inc.
Welcome, everybody, to the Financial Guys podcast. Thanks for joining us. We do appreciate it. I'm Glenn Wiggle here with Mike Lomas, and of course, we are the Financial Guys. For those tuning in for the first time, we're getting a lot of new downloads, new listeners. We really do appreciate all of your support. For those that are new here, this is the place where money meets politics. Mike and I have been on the radio for 22 years and doing the podcast now for just a few years. So if you want to know all the stuff that we do, social media, radio shows, podcasts, and YouTube channel, go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. You can find all the different things that we do. We're going to talk today a little bit about the vaccines, the mask mandates. We're going to talk about unemployment benefits, which is killing small businesses now. So we've gotten to a point where, you know, we've gone this 14 months to flatten the curve, right? It was 2 weeks to flatten the curve. We're finally getting businesses being allowed to open. And some of these states have unemployment benefits that are so generous, like New York, of course, that these folks can't find work. So they can't find people to work, I should say. It's outrageous.
The demand is there. People want to come back. You know, the unfortunate part, it's the very industry that needs the help the most, right? I mean, there's an article here in front of me, staffing shortages, idols, Ted's Hot Dogs restaurants, Lloyd Taco and food trucks. They just can't find people to work. We've got, think about this, folks, 2.8 million people in the state of New York are on welfare benefits. 2.8 million people, 800,000 people are on unemployment benefits. There's only 18 million people in the state. But 2.8 million people on food stamps, yet they can't hire at Ted's or Lloyd's Tacos. I mean, what a joke. Even some Democrats are now starting to say, hey, okay, look it, we've got to get these people back to work. I mean,
well, just not, the ones that own restaurants.
Not enough of them, right. It's painfully sad. I've always bitched about it. It's been one of my biggest gripes forever. It's been welfare. I think it absolutely destroys family structure. It changes, you know, the daddy becomes the government. It takes the work ethic out of people. And it just literally destroys any sense of self-worth. But yet, you know, the Democrats are hell-bent on continuing to expand it because it's vote after vote after vote after vote. And this one's a real bang-up one. Now you're giving people unemployment with a $300 and $400 weekly bonus. It won't end up good, but in the short term.
Yeah, so think about this. So in Florida, unemployment benefits end right now, this month of May. Yeah. By the end of May, no unemployment benefits. A reporter asked Governor DeSantis, are you going to extend unemployment benefits? He goes, no. Now's the time to go get a job. Companies are hiring.
We're
at 4.7% unemployment rates. There is no problem to go out and get a job. Don't expect more unemployment benefits. Go get a job, right? Yep. Of course, the liberals' heads explode when he says that. In New York, here's the thing, folks. Look, if I have to pay $15 for a hot dog, honestly, it doesn't really change my life that much. I'll just go buy my own hot dogs and I'll make my own thing. So what's going to happen, folks, is one of three things. I can assure you that places like Ted Hot Dogs or the restaurant owner that owns the McDonald's franchise or whatever, I can assure you that they're not going to sit back and go, well, shucks, the Democrats got me. I guess I'm just going to have to pay more money and not make as much. Who really thinks that, right? Who really thinks that? It's ridiculousness, right? So what's going to happen is one of three things, right? The restaurant owner, whether it's a Ted's Hot Dogs, a McDonald's restaurants, the Buffalo Chop House, by the way, which is now closing on Sundays. That's good, right? Because they can't find enough workers. What will happen is you'll walk into Ted's and either you will put your order to a kiosk and they'll have half the workers they did before. Maybe they'll actually go to a robotic grill machine so that the hot dogs just roll right through an automated grill. So we'll have some more robots and technology. That's option number one. Option number two is for the restaurant owner to raise prices, right? Because they're going to have to pay higher wages if they're going to be able to attract employees, right? ADP came out, the payroll company, and just total ignorance, right? Well, full stop. It's no one's willing to work at those wages. They just need to pay people more. Oh, thanks, ADP. Thanks. Who, by the way, we bought your building that you used to rent, right? We bought that building, 30,000 square foot building. You had, I don't know how many, 600 employees in the building. Why did you get rid of that building, ADP? Oh, you automated and fired all your workers. Oh, that's I see. And now you're going to get on your high horse and tell everybody else they should run their business.
Well,
Screw off, ADP.
Glenn, these companies are offering $15 an hour. I mean, it's
and
by
they
the way,
can't find people.
I get it. I mean, it's not easy labor, you know, sitting in front of a grill and but whatever. Right. But still, I mean, you still can't find people. So you're going automated is number one. Increasing wages is number two. Going out of business,
prices.
I'm assuming, is number three, which
prices.
Is going to happen to a lot of these people, by the way. A lot of these folks, and we've met them. You know, I've met a lot of them here locally that own fast food places. The misconception is, oh, they've got millions of dollars in the bank. Some of these do not. And you're going to see some of these franchise owners that are just not going to be able to survive. You got to be open to be able to pay the mortgage and the loans on the equipment and stuff like that. It's a real mess. It's a real, real mess. The Democrats, by the way, aren't bright enough to see the consequences of all this. They will not be. Their excuse will be,
I don't think they care.
No, they don't. They don't. They don't care at all. If they cared, they'd be getting in a room with these business owners and saying, okay, what do you need? Then they would have done that months ago, right? Months and months ago, they would have been sitting down with business owners saying, what do we need? How do we open? There's not in states like New York that are Democrat-led, they've never once cared about that. There's never, not one of them. Mark Poloncarz's his mouth here locally as a county executive. No. The Governor Cuomo, never once do they talk about opening and getting these businesses back going. You contrast that to DeSantis, who from day, literally 2 weeks into it, DeSantis is talking about, okay, how do we open this stuff? I mean, how we can't keep this stuff closed forever, you know? You know, big difference.
He has been so spot on, Mike. Let me play this clip of him. This is from a month ago, I want to make clear. A month ago, DeSantis has been so spot on. A month ago, he's talking about the mixed messaging on vaccines, right? He's talking about, look, if we don't change the messaging, what's going to happen is you're going to see people stop getting the vaccine. You're going to see it plateau. And what was the reports this week? Vaccinations seem to have plateaued. There's more vaccines available in this country than there is demand for vaccines. Well, why could that be? Well, here's DeSantis explaining to the mental midgets why that is, right? A month ago, by the way. He called this a month ago. Now, fast forward to May, and he was exactly right. This is the beginning part of our middle of April, April 16th, I believe this was.
Messaging on this has been horrific. The messaging should be get a vaccine because it's good for you to do it. It works. You're not going to have to be doing anything like abnormal. You can live your life. I mean, that has got to be what the message is. Unfortunately, I think the message has been very muddled when you tell people, oh, yeah, this is important. Go get the vaccine. But then you still got a social distance. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't eat in a restaurant. Some of the people are still saying that kind of stuff. I think it's a huge, huge blunder to be able to do it. So the challenge for us is going to be we're going to have vaccine available, and you're not going to be able to probably fill up the appointments. And I think that that's going to be consistent throughout the country. So you know, my view is you know, if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune. And so act immune. If you tell people the opposite, then, you know, why, if it's not effective
act
for
immune.
Them and
act
it's not going to change
love
anything,
that.
Then what's the point of going through it?
Now, fast forward a month. That was April 16th. Here we
Spot
are May
on.
11th. Here we are May
Spot
11th,
on.
Right? Right
Spot
on.
On.
It's exactly what you're seeing across the country now is the demand for vaccines has just fallen off the cliff, right?
Yep.
Because you got Biden out there walking around outside
with
two masks on.
Right.
One of two things. Either Biden is – well, we know. I think in this case, it's number one. Biden is a dementia patient. He has no idea what's going on.
Right.
He's doing what he's being told to
do.
The other option potentially for Biden, this may also be true, it's not necessarily mutually exclusive, is that Biden really believes the bullshit, and he is absolutely petrified of potentially getting the – so he's vaccinated, he's wearing two masks, he's social distancing. I mean, he's wearing a mask to bed with his wife. You're with your wife outside, both wearing masks.
Option number three is they figured out that if they scare the crap out of people,
right,
they can control them. And that's a big part of this. You know, the Faucis of the world are bringing in record amounts of money, right? The liberal Democrats of the world. By the way, did you see the head of our health department here in Erie County dancing? She had a socially distanced prom. joke. She's got a face diaper on, and she's out dancing 6 feet away from people. I mean, pathetic. But they've realized that she's a great example of who's benefiting from this whole mess, right? That's hundreds of thousands of dollars. The gentleman we're looking at here in the screen, Mr. Fauci, millions and millions and millions of dollars. If the scare ends, so does the money, right?
Let's listen to this lunatic for a second. This guy, first of all, nobody elected Dr. Fraud, okay? This is the problem we said last week on the radio show. You don't have – President Biden didn't run the country. Obama didn't run the country. I'm not sure Trump even really ran the country out of a couple things. It's the deep state bureaucrats like Dr. Fauci. Presidents come and go. Four or five presidents, Dr. Fauci remains, right? The deep state and the CIA and the FBI remain, right?
Trump should have known that.
Dr. Fauci talking about – maybe. He should know. You're, he's right. He should know from day one.
How is it a year ago we're saying, hey, look, at this guy should be counterbalanced with other people that are frontline COVID doctors like Dr. Erickson, and he couldn't have figured that out. Is that possible?
What makes me angry, Mike, is that when you listen to Dr. Fauci, if you really listen to the words they say, he starts talking about, well, maybe next year we could have the privilege of going back to restaurants and entertainment venues like concerts, but maybe, we don't know. Right. It could be.
Now he thinks it's a good idea to wear a face diaper every year during season.
May want to just during, you know, the flu season on a seasonal basis.
It's done so well to stop COVID.
Now we do have
that's the thing. If you looked at the stats, right? If you looked at the stats and you said, okay, look, at New York really forced everybody to wear face diapers, and they did just so much better, right? Deaths are 75% less than everybody else. Look, at California did the same thing. Their deaths were 75% lower. And look at Sweden that didn't do any of this social distancing. Nobody wore masks, and their deaths were 85% more than everybody else. Then you start to say, okay, I get it. But it's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. You've divided people. You've destroyed businesses. You've pumped up the deaths through suicide, drug overdoses, and you're doubling down. You're tripling down, right? Yeah. Doubling down with masks, tripling down with your stupidity.
This was Dr. Fauci on Mother's Day. Maybe by next year, we may be able to actually hug your mother next year. As if we all have not been doing this, right? And the sad thing is, there are people that haven't. There are people that literally say, I haven't seen my parents in over a year.
Story from a client the other day who said that he had a friend, and she's has not seen her grandkids in over a year.
Oh, man.
She is vaccinated. She's vaccinated. But the kids are not. So she refuses to go over and see them until they're vaccinated. I mean, you want to talk about brainwashed at a whole new level. I mean, that is, boy. I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, I'm going to wait until I get the vaccine, but it's another thing to say, I mean, you wouldn't stop me from seeing my grandkids no matter what.
No.
If my grandkids were infected with nuclear radiation, I'm going over there and seeing my grandkids, right?
Damn straight. You're right. Absolutely.
And that says a lot about, by the way, it says a lot about the character of some of these left-wing liberals because you're the same way. We would do anything for our kids. We don't have kids yet, but I know we will. I can't imagine somebody saying, well, they got the flu or and we're not going to go see them.
Yeah.
Go
sorry, kids.
Hell.
My life go at 75 years old is more important than yours. I mean, it's the selfishness. The selfishness of adult liberals is really just stunning. It really is.
Yeah.
Let me play this Fauci because this is just priceless, right? Maybe by next year. I hate this guy.
Give everyone a sense of what the country is going to look like next Mother's Day.
Well, George, I hope that next Mother's Day we're going to see a dramatic difference than what we're seeing right now.
Sure
I believe
do.
That we will be about as close to back to normal as we can. And there's some conditions to that, George.
Conditions, of course.
We've got to make sure that we get the overwhelming proportion of the population vaccinated.
Sure.
When that happens, the virus doesn't really have any place to go. There aren't a lot of vulnerable people around. And where there are not a lot of vulnerable people around, you're not going to see a surge. You're not going to see the kinds of numbers we see now.
But yet, there's going to be conditions, right? Still conditions. We can't get back to normal as we possibly can with conditions. There's always going to be conditions, folks, as long as we let them put conditions on our freedom, right? They're arresting.
We are approaching 90%. These guys are nuts.
Oh, by the way, they're not talking about. Remember in the beginning, Mike, before we had a vaccination. So let's just wind the clock back for a year. Let's just take a little stroll down memory lane, right? President Trump comes out and says, Operation Warp Speed, we got virus in the works, maybe by Election Day. all the pundits and the media people go, no way, never going to happen. So what was all the talk back then? Well, vaccines are probably years off. Trump's, you know, orange man bad. And so herd immunity is going to be obtained by people getting it, right?
Which
we're
it
not
would
talking about
which
that
it would
anymore.
Have.
Which it would have. Well, likely, yeah. To be honest with you, Mike, if you look at the charts,
yeah,
the
we'd be
likelihood
there
is we'd be there anyways. Exactly, yeah. Right.
Well, you know what they did, yeah, is what they didn't do is let these kids go back to school and get it. And that is not, trust me, 25, 30, 40 years from now, there's going to be all kinds of ramifications from what we did to some of these kids. Not my kids. My kids, yeah, were out and about. My kids were in the mud. They were playing. They were doing what they had to do to build their immune systems. But there's a lot of liberal parents out there, the same mental midgets that are wearing welding shields and double masks have hit their children. And that is not going to be good long-term for their immune systems. That's not how children build up healthy immune systems.
Somebody sent me a picture, I'm trying to find it here, of somebody by themselves in a car that had a liberal girl. It's obvious, right? She's got she's got two face masks on and a bug shield, and she's in her car with the windows rolled up all by herself. Just amazing. Here, by the way, I've got this up here. This is the pastor being arrested.
So sad. What happened to Canada? I mean, Canada is. But by the way,
Canada's China light now.
Look at Canada's our brother to the north, sister to the north, whatever. I mean, obviously growing up in Western New York, I mean, Canada's been right there. It's been a huge part of our lives. It's really sad to see what they're doing. Even sadder that we have no brains in our head in New York to be able to take advantage of this. If this was me, I would be opening the borders as soon as possible. I would be encouraging these people to get the heck out of, do their shopping here, right? I mean, if I'm the county executive of every county, my job is to build this community up. Right. This is a great opportunity to open the doors and say, as soon as that border's open, as soon as the liberal nut jobs up there let you out,
get out.
We are ready to open. We are ready for business. We are ready for you.
It's like sneaking out of communist China.
It's like Dumb and Dumber.
But instead of ending up in a free country, you end up in North Korea.
That's right.
So you're going from Canada, China, to New York, North Korea, right? I mean,
that's not
so much better, right? Maybe they should try sneaking to like Vermont or New Hampshire or something.
What a shame. The Blue Jays are now playing, I'm not a big fan of Major League Baseball from the stupidity that they've been doing with their All-Star game. However, right, the Toronto Blue Jays are playing right here in Buffalo, New York. Now, this is a great opportunity with an infection rate in New York of 1.26% and a 99.876% survival rate, which is exactly where we are, right? Again, you get a way better opportunity of dying by stepping into a bad pothole walking down the street in Buffalo, New York than you will.
Oh, that's
COVID,
for sure.
Right?
I broke my ankle by the way.
Yeah. No doubt about that. The great opportunity to get some fans in the stands now and be able to watch the Blue Jays and bring some energy back to downtown Buffalo. What do these mental midgets do? Oh, they do what they always do, which is you need to wear a mask outside in the stands and show proof of vaccination, or you've got to get a COVID test. No, thank you. I'll stay at home and watch it on TV. I won't watch it on TV, but you get the point.
The roads in New York have been so bad for so long. I was 14 years old. I stepped in a pothole in Amherst and broke my ankle. No joke.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
No, that's,
now, what? I'm 49 now. So it was 35 years ago?
That pothole's still there.
It's still there. I guarantee
still
it's
there.
Still there.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And by the way, miraculously, I didn't sue the town. I didn't say it was somebody else's fault, even though technically it was. But you know what? That's life. You put a cast on, you pick yourself up, and I walked home.
There's a positive, though. 60 years of Democrat crack control in this town. The nice thing is the potholes don't go away, so you do get to know where they are. You do identify with them.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
it's,
no doubt.
It's part of the fabric of your brain. Like, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going down the same road for 20 years. Oh, yeah, there's that 7-foot crater in the middle. I need to get around it. And you don't even realize you're getting around it because it's been there for so long. You're like, yeah, well, it's part of the deal.
That's why we're such good drivers. So.
Such good drivers.
Yeah, you got to sweep around them. But Lily's here. I was making fun, just pointing at the camera because I'm always telling Lily how tough I am, and walking uphill both ways to school in the snow, barefoot, right? So,
well, that's
but
true.
It's true. I did walk home. I actually did walk home after that. It was sad. I didn't think it was broken. It was only fractured, but it was. I ended up with a cast for a month and a half. But nevertheless, I didn't sue anybody. Whatever. This is sickening. Though, back to this. Heavily armed SWAT team just took down a Christian pastor home from church.
What the hell are you mad
at with these people?
I'm sure many of these police officers are the same police officers that we're hearing here locally that would say, I'd never do that, right? I would never do that. I can't imagine getting to that point. The problem is when you start to turn when your cash flow is dependent on the government, you make very different decisions.
Well, here's what you could do though. Here's what they do in places like UK, Mike. They hire foreign police officers.
If it's me, I'm telling you to go screw yourself, and I'm walking away from the police force. That's what I'm doing.
Well, no, but here's what they've done in the UK is they have hired, and they had the same thing. I'll find the video. The same thing in the United Kingdom where they arrested a pastor for preaching on the corner because he was inciting. This gets to talk about inciting people to go to church. But what they've done in Britain is they've hired a lot of foreigners that are police officers. So people from, you know, other countries.
Oh, they're
you know,
used to it. Yeah.
Right? So they're used to
they're
it, right?
Brainwashed.
So,
yeah.
Exactly. Exactly right. Well, that's exactly right. Let me find that video, actually.
In the U.S., I didn't mean to keep interrupting you because we got to play that video too. But in the U.S., the problem with police officers will not be our current force. They are Class A people, Class A men and women, understand what they're there for, right, and understand they're there to protect our freedoms. It's the kids we're indoctrinating today and brainwashing today in some of these universities that are totally freaking worthless. Those kids, some of them, are now going to be the next generation of police officers and really will have no problem rounding up people because they're hanging out trying to preach their sermon on
us. That's right. Because they're not teaching constitutional rights.
No,
they're not
that's right.
In fact, we got to play that video before the show is over.
Wait
Martha
for
McCullough, great interview on the schools.
20 years from now, the struggle will be real. Now, let me just say this because I guess we're being a little bit pessimistic here. You know what? I woke up this morning, Glenn, and I am slightly optimistic, all right? And I'm going to tell you why. There is a record amount of people. You sent me a video this morning on another school board. And a gentleman who had a set of stones stood up in front of his school board and said, I want you to tell me these kids are going back to school, right? You got to promise me if you won't, I'm going to figure out a way to fire you, right? Why am I optimistic about that? I'm actually getting involved in our school board election. I'm not running, but I've got two friends that are running. And I got to be honest with you, you and I have been involved in a lot of elections over the years on local levels, state levels, federal levels. I really haven't been involved in school board meetings. I just, you know what, like, I'm going to understand who's trying to run and I'm going to do my due diligence, but I haven't really helped anybody. COVID has changed that. And let me tell you this, the next article I printed after walking in here today was, where the heck did I put it? Is it James Craig? Well, he's the Detroit police chief who retired, right?
Yeah.
Happens to be a black man, but a conservative-thinking black man who's going to run as a GOP candidate for governor.
He should win.
Right? He's got a big shot of winning against the nutjob Whitner in that state, right?
Yeah.
Maybe, just maybe, you know, we ended up getting Donald Trump because of Obama. Do we get conservative-thinking people across the country in many school districts, and do we start to get a new governor in the state of Michigan?
Only if we fix election laws.
Do we possibly get a new governor in the state of California? Now, I got to be honest, it's a little weird watching this Caitlyn Jenner. I can't get my arms around. I know she's a guy, a girl, but she's conservative, right?
Kind of. In all seriousness, though, I've asked this question before. Did she have the operation? Is she still playing with a bat and a couple of baseballs, or what are we doing?
Yes.
I mean, seriously,
she is.
Okay, so then she's not really a transgender. She's a crossdresser, right?
Crossdresser.
Look, I like Bruce. Caitlyn
I don't
Jenner.
Care what she is.
I
don't care what she is.
Fine. I mean, I like their values for the most part, but
my point is she's talking about smaller government. More independence, more freedom, less regulations, right? I mean, is she that far right candidate that would totally need to turn that state around? No. But for the first time in a long time, California would not elect a total liberal nut job, right?
I will say this, though. She's got a long way to go to get herself up to speed on the policies of California.
Like,
Arnold Schwarzenegger ran, but Arnold Schwarzenegger was actually a kind of a political junkie, right? So he really knew amazingly. Arnold Schwarzenegger is an amazingly smart guy. And he really got up to speed on all of the different laws and legislation. And he really knew. He didn't get up to speed. He was already up to speed. Caitlyn Jenner has really, all thus far, has shown almost no knowledge at all of California politics.
So has Newsom, by the way.
That's true. Yeah, so
has Newsom. Here's what Newsom does. Newsom says, I'm going to control you. My agenda is to control you. And oh, by the way, I'm going to go out for wine with my friends and family.
Yeah,
I'm going to go out to a restaurant. He lives in a town, by the way, that has very little restrictions on masks and all this stuff. Yeah. Yet most of California is under lock and key.
Yeah,
so
crazy.
I'm just saying, my point is that I'm not saying it will happen. I'm just saying, let's be a little bit optimistic. You are now starting to see candidates like the Detroit captain of the police department, a black man who's conservative, step up. He retired just to run for governor. To me, hats off, and maybe we can start to turn this thing around. Maybe there is a little bit of hope out there, right? And I, by the way, I think it starts at the school district level. It starts at that level because we have to stop indoctrinating these kids.
That's right.
You know, they're trying to push this. If you're white, you should feel sick about yourself, and we're going to have classes that, you know, to teach you how disgusted you should feel with yourself because you're white. It needs to stop there.
Well, we're going to play that video. We got to play that video from Martha McKellen. Just a quick sidebar. And by the way, before I go to the sidebar, if we don't fix the 2020 elections, if we don't fix the fraud and the absolute cheating, which is, look at folks, there's more and more information coming out. There is no question in my mind the 2020 election was absolutely stolen. Let me give you a couple of points here. Number one, you're right, you mentioned Milwaukee. They were giving the data illegally on mail-in ballot information to the Democrat operatives. Okay, so there's violations. So basically what they're saying is, all right, we're going to need about 101,000 ballots in order for you to overtake Trump. Okay, no problem. Got it. Let me just back up the truck. That's literally what they did, folks, in places like Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Which is what we knew.
Michigan now has reopened the investigation. Arizona, by the way, if you're a Democrat, and you don't want to look like you don't care what you look like. So let's be honest.
No, they don't care. Why
would the Democrats send an army of attorneys and get the U.S. Justice Department involved to stop the recount and audit of the Arizona election? Because they know it was fraudulent. They know it was fraudulent. They know absolutely.
Here's why they don't care. Because the media doesn't care, right? If the media put all kinds of pressure on these Democrats to say, you can see the fraud. I will say this, though, backing up the truck, it starts at a state level, right? You get a new governor in Michigan, and the governor starts to push the agenda of fair elections, right?
Right.
Although, to your point, how does he win if there's not a fair election, right?
Right, so you got to fix that at the legislative level. In Michigan, they have a Republican legislature. They can fix it.
They could do that easy.
Pennsylvania has a Republican legislature. They can fix it. Now, Florida Florida just passed a stronger voter ID law, right?
Yep.
Texas, same. Right?
Georgia.
But we have Republican legislatures in Michigan and Pennsylvania. What are you guys doing? What are you girls doing?
Right.
Get to work.
Yep.
Right? Get to work. First of all, had you done your job in Pennsylvania before and put a stop to it right out of the gate and said, no, you don't have the power at the state level from an elections commissioner to change voting rules. That's a constant—in the Pennsylvania Constitution, that rulemaking power falls to the legislature. You guys let them run you over and then did nothing about it. If you fix that in advance— right, then you have a President Trump right now. By the way, the sidebar I wanted to mention, just real quickly, for all those liberals that are just so proud of themselves for driving green cars and green energy and you love windmills, CBS News, so it's not like it's a crazy outlet, although CBS News could be considered a crazy outlet, CBS News finds children mining cobalt for batteries in the Congo. Oh, no kidding. Child labor mining cobalt for the batteries that you're going to put in your electric car so that you can drive to work thinking you're so much better than everybody else by saving the environment. There's kids digging through with their bare hands. And by the way, this is, you're not digging up cobalt and other things. You know, the life expectancy of some of these kids is like 13 years old, right? Because some of these are chemicals that are bad for you. Yeah. Like, there's no face masks here, right? Not in this picture, right? But,
I think COVID's the least of their worries.
Right? But Democrats don't care.
When you're swimming in that, COVID is the least of your worries. No,
anyway. All right, let's go to the school board thing, Mike, because this is...
Democrats don't care.
This is big. Let me see what else I got here. Let's take it back.
Yeah, I think the school board level starts it, by the way, because you start to get people involved in school boards. You start to get them involved in county elections as well.
Yeah, exactly. This is, here it is. This is the Board of Elections meeting.
Yeah, he was great, by the way.
He was fantastic.
Spot on.
Will you promise us, not say, geez, I hope so. We all hope so. Will you promise us that you will have every student in school 5 days a week come September 6th or whatever that first day is? Will you give us your word as parents, students, and so on, that you will do that, or you'll resign and let find someone who does, someone who can. Because there's hundreds of superintendents who have succeeded. So, you know, this is 18 months, ladies and gentlemen, 18 months. Are you willing to put your name on the line and say, I promise you every student will be in school September 5th or whatever it is? Yes or no, please.
I would say that I will promise the community that everything in our power.
Oh, okay, boy. I'm going to take that as a no because I only got 3 minutes and I'm on the clock. So you're not going to give us your word. You will do it or you'll split.
That's not Clayton.
I get a chance to talk.
No, so do okay. I. So do I. Hold on. Well, we'll stop the clock for you. We'll stop the clock. Can we stop it? It's not a fair question.
And it's a simple one.
It's thousands of school districts that are fully open.
I get it.
So we can hire somebody else who can
no, you
do
don't
the job. So, you're not doing the job, my friend. You're not getting the job done. You're just not.
Clayton, first of all, let's not direct it at individuals. That's part of the protocol.
Hold on a second. Let's not direct it at individuals. He's the effing superintendent, you morons.
Right.
Who are you going to direct it against?
His response, though, is great.
It's his responsibility.
Watch his response, though. His response is spot on.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
His response is spot on. Watch.
Done.
Okay.
Okay. Clayton, none of you are getting the job.
Please.
Okay. Fair enough. All of you are losers.
Yes, that's right.
And you are not getting the job done. If you can't do the job, God bless you. I know you're trying. Let's get somebody who can. There's thousands of superintendents in this country that have gotten the kids back in school. It's not impossible. It's hard.
Including everybody in the state of California or in Florida.
But it's possible. You won't even tell us a year after any number of other people have done it that you're not going to promise that you're going to do it. We need someone else if you won't do that. That's just the way it is. You make $250,000 a year. You make more money than Cuomo. Cuomo's the highest paid governor in the United States, $225,000. You make more than
Clayton, I will ask you again, please.
He's forgetting about all the side bets.
Well, yeah, he forgot about that little book deal, right? Where you got $6 million for someone else to write a book about how
totally
great he was
about
COVID.
Totally get the point. Don't want to discredit his speech here because it was awesome.
He was
but
great.
Andrew's going to walk away with millions.
Yeah. No, he was great. He was spot but on. Absolutely spot on.
The other one that you sent me from Twitter was awesome, too, where the moms have had enough in the town of Rochester.
Yeah,
and they went in and just literally kicked the school board out. Said, get out. We've had enough. Get out. And they said, leave. They started chanting, leave, 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 leave. And the school board, there was one guy, he was fighting to the end. He's like sort of walking backwards, hanging out. And then finally he's like, okay, I better get out of here. These women are going to kill me.
Yeah, I don't know if I have that.
Good.
That might be
good. That's what needs to happen. More and more needs to happen. Oh, why doesn't she have a job?
This girl wonders why she doesn't have a job. Let's listen to her.
No
just for a quick
way.
Second. Yeah, amazing.
No
right?
way. Gosh, she would be perfect for the front desk.
Yeah, so you don't want to help us get a job.
No.
Telling us to get a job, but then you don't want to help us get a job.
No.
It makes a lot of sense. Totally.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense.
We need gas to get jobs. Thank God we found paper.
So now whose fault is it that she doesn't get a job? Is it my fault? Is it your fault?
Could be.
Is it society's fault? Or maybe, look at kid.
Maybe it's your fault.
Sadly, nobody pulled this kid aside. And said, bad decisions
this is not a good
have
idea.
Consequences. The amazing thing in life, this is what I wrote in the Twitter feed, is most obstacles in life are self-imposed. That is absolutely true.
Now more so than ever, Glenn.
We take an attitude, and I have a big giant sign in the office, in both offices, that's what we call the Breisinger Matrix of life. There are people that make it happen. There are people that make excuses why it doesn't happen. There are people that wonder what the hell just happened. And that's the only kind of three people there are in this world.
Yep.
But the fact of the matter is people make their own obstacles. They put up their own walls in front of them. I'm always saying we got to find a way around whatever obstacle is presented in front of us. I don't care how difficult the business situation is or whatever it is. We formed a broker dealer and started from basically scratch. That is, and it's gone on to win numerous awards. People told us that you cannot, in today's regulatory environment, start a broker deal. You can't do it. It's just too hard. Guess what? We did it, and we broke records, and we won awards. Right? Profitable company. We did it. You know why? Because we have an attitude of whatever it takes to make it happen. You have to figure out a way to get around obstacles. Right? This girl put 15 piercings in her face. Right? Tattooed herself, and then blames society for the fact that she can't get ahead in life and can't find a job.
Right.
Again,
right.
you put the obstacles in front of yourself. And sadly, this is now the consequences that you have to pay for your own actions.
Yep. Nobody
told this poor girl that actions have consequences. Nobody pulled this kid aside and said, you know, maybe if you get that face tat and that nose piercing 50, with the bullhorn thing, whatever it is, you're probably not going to get a job. Nobody told this
50
kid
bucks
that.
In a case of red stripes says she went to a prominent university as well.
I guarantee you.
She's probably got a $100,000 education.
I'm not taking that bet for sure. No doubt.
That's funny.
Yeah, this just sums it up right here. I love this one. This is a great graphic. Here's a good graphic for you, right? This is liberalism in a nutshell right here. Mm-hmm. Right, this graphic right here. Representative Cory Bush. Can you see this, Mike, or no? You still see it on my screen? Yeah, today's decision to defund the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department is historic. It marks a new future for our city. And the graphic below
is
20 people shot, 3 killed since Friday night in St. Louis.
She's right about it. It does mark a new future for her city. Unfortunately, that city is going to be marred in bloodshed. It's going to be a bloody mess. And we're seeing that in New York City. We're seeing it in, you name it, any city that's been defunded the police, right? Any city run by liberal Democrats, it's gotten worse, not better. It hasn't been safer. It's gotten a lot worse. Unfortunately, it's getting worse for those folks, right? Suburbs will be just fine. They'll hire their own private, you know, police force.
Oh, of course
they
will.
It's fine.
Oh, yeah. No, she'll have security. Don't worry about that. Did you see? I don't know if I sent this to you, but this is going to be one of our new intros right here. Somebody made a TikTok video of, I think it's Ron Johnson. He's just hilarious. Let me play this quick because this is just funnier than funny. And then I got another CIA video to play. But this guy is absolutely the best. He should be a comedian. And this literally has to be the whole new intro for sure.
How can I put this? Christmas ornaments, drywall, and Jerry Epstein. Name 3 things that don't hang themselves. I believe one of them, but I own a handgun just in case. This country was founded by geniuses, but it's being run by a bunch of idiots. Why do the members of the United States Senate continue to double down on stupid? We do not need more gun control. We need more idiot control.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. It must suck to be that dumb.
You hate cops just because they're cops. You don't know anything about them. Then next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead.
He is the best.
Next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead, right?
Yeah.
Christmas ornaments,
drywall, and Jeffrey Epstein. 3 things that don't hang themselves.
That's got to be the new intro. If we can do that, that's got to be the new intro.
So we,
at least a big part of that.
If you remember last week, we played a couple of the new CIA ad, right? It's got China quaking in their boots. The girl who went down and checked all the boxes and then says, I will not be defined by box checking exercises, right?
Yeah.
This one's even better. This was it. Let me ask you this. I don't ever remember, you know, doing an ad where it says, you know, I'm a straight white guy from a middle town, a little small, you know, middle country town, Midwestern town. Like, why does that matter?
Right.
Why does your sexual preference matter? Right? Why is that part of the ad?
I'll tell you, a big part of it is because the video we played from the lady before, they don't want to work. They're looking for excuses. They're looking for excuses as to why they can't work, which is bullshit. You want to work? Go out and work.
Yeah. Well, this
go
guy's
get
working.
A job. There is a record amount of jobs out there. There's a record amount of opportunity out there. And nobody cares for the most part. I say nobody. Majority of people could care less if you're gay or straight. They could care less if you're black or white or tall or short. They want the job done.
This guy's working. He's happy about his job. This is the CIA ad, though, that is, is what, supposed to instill fear in our
enemies? Do they really want to hire...
I don't know.
Yeah, does the CIA really want to hire people? I mean, because if it was I wanted to hire people, I'd say, here's what I'm looking for. Here's the candidate I'm looking for.
These are just
I need
woke
somebody
ads.
To fill this position.
All these are just woke ads. Look at
That's
how
right.
woke we are. This is classic, this one here.
This is a political statement saying, look at how good we are.
Yeah, this is instilling fear in the China and our Russian enemies right here.
As an agency librarian, I work to ensure that our collection and services are matched up with what CIA needs. Not only am I involved in the acquisitions of journals, books, and countless electronic resources, I'm also encouraged to curate special collections that challenge expectation. Recently, I brought in our intelligence gaming collection to give officers unique opportunities to practice skills they need in their various roles.
Perfect.
Instead of sitting for hours in front of a computer-based training, they can play a carefully selected game to train a specific set of skills while simultaneously building on the myriad soft skills essential to intelligence work. My favorite thing about CIA is that they encourage the out-of-the-box ideas that drive real progress. Growing up gay in a small southern town...
Hold on a second. They They encourage what?
Growing up gay in a small southern town...
Back up.
My favorite thing about CIA is that they encourage the out-of-the-box ideas that drive real progress.
The out-of-the-box ideas that drive real progress.
Real progress.
Okay. How many terrorist attacks have we had? 9/11. I'm not really sure what you guys are doing. I really don't. I just don't know. Outside of using propaganda on U.S. citizens, I don't know what real progress the CIA has really made. I really don't. I don't know. I guess maybe they should be playing Rubik's Cubes. I guess this is a good thing. But again, you know, the other ad, by the way, I was talking about the other ad the other day. It showed somebody else about the woman one we played where she checks all the boxes. I said, you know, that actually would be a great ad. If they left out all the wokeness, if they left out the cisgender, the intersectionality, I still haven't figured out what that means, actually.
Here's an ad. If you're looking for employment, if you're really looking to hire people, you're not telling me how great you are as far as whether you hire gay people or straight people. What you're doing is saying, here's the agenda of what I'm looking for. I'm looking for an accountant. They need to have 4 years of experience, right? I would like, you know, a 4-year college degree, blah, blah, blah. Not, hey, I'm looking for somebody who's gay. What the hell does that have to do with running the books?
But the CIA and to the person who posted this, you know, they're focused in on the things that really matter, like a laser
beam.
This is
taking all our taxpayer money and telling us how great they are. That's all they're doing. They're trying to tell us that, hey, look, we're not racist. We don't discriminate against gay people, and that's what.
And they're also telling
China
now would be a great time to invade.
Yeah, that was good.
If you're going to pick a time, this is good. Let me play the rest of this ad because there's some good stuff in here.
Considering people are already hitting our software for the pipelines.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Now's probably the time to put the infrastructure,
Yeah, so that's
down.
A great, actually perfect illustration, Mike. The CIA is, you know, bigger and better than ever before. We just had a cyber attack that shut down one of the most major important pipelines for gas
still
and oil.
Still shut down. They're talking maybe
Friday. Today's Tuesday. Maybe 45%
of the 45% of the fuel in this country going through those pipelines. Right. It's a big freaking deal. A big
deal. CIA, hey man, you do you. You keep going with this stuff. Nah. This is great.
Nah. See, instead of focusing on stopping those cyber attacks, they're putting together a commercial on why they hired a gay guy to be the librarian.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just what we need.
I always struggled with the idea that I might not be able to discuss my personal life at work. Imagine my surprise when I was taking my oath at CIA and I noticed a rainbow on then-director Brennan's lanyard, which I later learned was designed by Angle, one of the many employee resource groups here at the agency. I remember being stunned.
Stunned.
Since then, however, I've learned that far beyond the resource groups, inclusion is a core value here. Officers from the top down...
How about a core value? I'm good with inclusion being a core value. How about a core value being defending our freaking country from cyber attacks on our energy grid, you idiots? I mean, seriously, this is what they're spending the resources on, folks, telling you how great they are, telling China how weak we are, and doing nothing to prevent. What happens when they hit the electric grid? What happens?
That's right.
Let me just give you a little bit of a preview here, okay?
By the way, I would bet they spent millions on this ad.
I'm sure they did. North Carolina has just declared a state of emergency because they may actually run out of gas. Last time we ran out of gas and had hyperinflation like this, it was Jimmy Carter in the 1970s.
Yep.
This is Jimmy Carter all over again. But for the CIA to spend their time telling us how great they are, telling China how weak we are, while they're not. We've reinvented the CIA as a much better, more focused. Focus on what?
Certainly
not cybersecurity. I mean, clearly, we just had our most major pipeline in this country that supplies the entire East Coast is shut down until Friday, maybe. And the best part is, then Jen Psaki was asked a question, like, I got to play this response because this is unbelievable.
Well, they continue to try to make problems that are not problems. Like,
well, this is a problem.
This guy,
though,
by the way, this librarian guy, he looks like he's got his skill set together.
Absolutely.
He looks pretty polished, right? There is 95% of the people that I know, actually almost 100%, if not 100% of the people I know, would not care whether this guy was gay or not. If he could do the job, they would hire him.
I don't even care if they have a library.
This is not, they're, They are making a problem that's not there. That's what they continue to do. But they do it with racism. Yeah. They do it with gay rights. It's not a problem. It's not a problem anymore. Are there a few people that are probably, you know, prejudiced to gay people? I'm sure they are. And I'm sure there's gay people that don't like straight people too, whatever, right? But it's not the overall problem in this country. The problem is getting people back to work, no matter where they are, and getting them jobs and getting that debt down from $30 trillion down to $10 trillion into zero at some point. That's the problem.
I don't think, right? I have it here, but basically, somebody asked Psaki.
Won't matter you're gay or not. Won't matter if you're gay, straight, or black, yellow, blue. If the country goes bankrupt at some point, we're all going to have problems as we shovel the money into a fire pit.
Well, with China, though, they may just come in and take over. I don't know why they would, you know, it's amazing, though, that they're focusing on this stuff when you have
cyber
attacks and all kinds of stuff going on.
It's
going
to be easier than we thought. We won't even realize that all of a sudden one day the news will just turn to Chinese.
So this was this was a cyber attack.
And there'll be the liberals will be like, we're ready to go.
This was one of those ransomware attacks, Mike. So
take my business, take my car.
Jen Psaki was asked specifically, you know, what are you doing in response to the cyber attack? What's the plan? She goes, it's a private corporation, so we're going to talk. They'll make their own decision to talk about it. Basically implying that they're going to figure out and negotiate with these people and pay some sort of ransom. That is the wrong answer, Jen. The right answer is we're going to hunt these bastards down and we're going to bring them to justice for messing with our system. But that's not what
they said. We're going to put them in jail forever.
That's right.
And we're going to make a statement out of them so nobody else ever tries to do this again, right? This is back to the Obama, we're going to drop off a pile of cash for you. I think you'll find everything in order.
That's right. Let me go back to the school thing for a second, because I want to play this.
Is that the Fauci doll? You just went past
the
Fauci doll.
I did,
the
Fauci doll. You like that? Bobblehead.
That's sick.
It is sick. I mean, really, these people are crazy. I want to find this other video, though, of this Martha McCallum interview, because she did a great job with the Teachers Union president, by the way, who is... Absolutely.
I can
outrageous.
Text it to you again if you want.
I got it here somewhere. Let's see here. Da, da, da. Oh, I know I posted it, for gosh sakes. Yeah, the problem is I'm running it off the computer, not my phone, so if you text me, it's not going to help.
Oh, okay. Want me to email it to you?
Oh, boy. I'll
email it to you.
Maybe email it to me.
All right, just send it to you.
She did a great job. I mean, that was probably one of her best interviews I've ever seen by far.
Yeah. Well, okay, you got the teachers president and the union who's not there. It's amazing. We've got open borders right now, right? So we could care less about people coming over the border, but we somehow have a real issue with kids going back to school.
That's right.
And then instead of opening up the school, the priority right now should be getting these kids 100% back to school across the country. They're more worried about, okay, if we do get them back in 2023, can we make sure we have critical race theory, and can we make sure we are going to teach the white children that they should feel guilty? Give me a break.
Amazing. She does a great job of this interview. Yeah. She's going to probably play a commercial for us. Here we go. Perfect.
This is where
I want to ask you about this, because it's become such a hot topic. And you have said that we quoted you on the way to the break that, you know, that this is a factual finding, the 1619.
Uh-huh. Let me stop real quick, because even the author of the 1619 project said it wasn't factual. Even the author of the work basically said this is more of a supposition, like what if we looked at things this way? There's nothing factual about this, okay? And Martha McCallum does an awesome job in calling out this piece of garbage American Federation of Teachers Union president, who, by the way, the American Federation of Teachers Federation, is the worst union in the country by far. The teachers unions should be absolutely abolished. And honestly, for all those teachers out there, we have a lot of clients, and sometimes we get feedback from them. We're saying, how can you beat up on teachers? We're half of us are conservative. I'm not beating up on teachers, but folks, you guys vote for this person, okay? Teacher, you vote for your leadership. Stop voting
for
Phil Rumor. Not all of you. I get it. But
most of you. Most of you.
Well, obviously, a majority. Right? A majority.
She's in.
She's in. Right?
She's in. Yeah. Yeah. Yep, that's exactly right.
Converted to learning materials that are in classrooms and are parts of curriculums. Do you believe that 1619 is a factual program?
Martha, I believe that I'm a history teacher and I'm a social studies teacher. And I believe we should teach history. And from everything I can see and understand from the data I see, 1619 was the year that the first slave boat came from Africa to the United States. So that's a point in history that I think we should be teaching.
But that's very simplistic, take on it.
And that's not what they're talking about. That's not what the agenda is.
That's the true beginning and the founding of our nation, not 1776. And that the reason for the revolution and the colonization was because colonists wanted to preserve slavery, that the country was founded on the basis of wanting to preserve slavery. But that is not factual. That is not true. In fact, scholars in this area say there's no evidence that colonists were motivated by that.
Zero.
In coming to the United States. So it would be wrong as a historian to want to teach them something that is not true, because that's the basis that sets up all these other tenets.
That would fit the current agenda, though, wouldn't it?
Yep. Teaching kids that we live in a systemically racist country.
So I would actually say that I've had several conversations with Nicole Hannah Jones, mm-hmm. and I have not arrived at the same conclusion from her work as you have. But let's put it this way.
You're a liar,
Andy. That's not my conclusion. That's directly from their work. But go ahead.
That I would hope that Fox would be as focused on let's get rid of the misinformation about what happened in this election.
What a loser. What a loser. That is so far away from the topic.
But first of all,
there's one thing. Can you stop it? There's one thing to pivot. Yep. There's one thing to pivot. Like, look at Glenn, you and I have done a lot of interviews, right? And there's one thing to pivot to say, look at, I'm going to talk, I'm not exactly sure about, we have this a lot where somebody might say, I'm specifically going to ask you about this stock and we'll maybe pivot to talk about the sector,
right?
Because we're not exactly sure about that particular stock. So we'll pivot and talk about the sector. This dirtbag, she will not answer the question because she knows what their agenda is. Their agenda is continue to race bait. Yep. So she's going to switch the gear totally and throw out a topic that's going to waste time. She knows they only have 5 or 6 minutes to do this interview. Yep. So let's waste time and go back to the Donald Trump, who's not even the president. Yep.
Well,
anymore.
The same liberal strategy of, will you denounce it? Will you denounce it? Fox News hasn't denounced it, the election fraud. Look at folks. Yeah. I'm going to say this to Randy Martha McCullough.
Because there was election fraud.
There was election fraud, okay?
Right.
Nobody's
been
able to answer. Here's one simple question. For those that say there's no election fraud, Glenn, everybody, one very simple question, okay? Whether it's Michigan, whether it's Wisconsin, whether it's Erie County. In Erie County, President Trump at 12:30 a.m. in the morning was leading by 6%. It was like 53% Trump, 47% Biden. Sometime between 12:30 a.m. the next day on November 4th and 6:30 a.m., the vote count literally flipped. It exactly flipped the opposite way. In Michigan, in Wisconsin, when I went to bed, Trump was up by 2 or 3 percentage points. Somebody at 4:30 in the morning either pushed a button, changed the vote, or put ballots into the machines. Now, what the Democrats would say was, well, Glenn, the Republicans wouldn't let them count the absentee ballots until Election Day, and that's why. Okay, fair enough. But who counted the ballots? Who counted them at 4:30 in the morning? Because 4:30 in the morning was when the vote count changed. So
when the dump came in.
Who counted? If everybody went home in 6 states only, right? And in those exact 6 states are the 6 states that Biden needed. Never before in my lifetime have a poll workers been sent home. We'll come back the next day and get it. No, they stay there until the job is done. I don't care if it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and we've had elections that have gone well into the wee hours of the night, right?
Sure.
In fact, a Trump and Hinton. It was 1:30, 2:30 in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning before Trump was finally declared the winner. First time in my lifetime they were sent home. Okay, so all the people are sent home. Here's my question to Democrats. If you're obviously we don't have a lot of Democrats listening, but this is a question I want our listeners to pose to your Democrat. I will call them friends, acquaintances, people you meet on the street. Sometime between 1 o'clock in the morning or sometime between 10 o'clock at night when they were sent home and 8 o'clock in the morning when they came back, roughly about 4:30 a.m., somebody inputted those 120,000 votes into the system. Who did it? If everybody went home, who was there to tabulate the votes? Not a single person has yet been able to answer that question. It's a very basic question. I think they went all in. I think they stuffed the ballot box. I think they collected
they
absentee ballots from people. What they were doing in Wisconsin, in Minnesota, was they were literally giving the Democrats the list of absentee voters who was in and who was not in. So the Democrats had the ability to go directly to people's homes and say, we didn't receive our absentee ballot yet. Can I take that from you? Totally illegal, folks.
Yeah.
They messed with the totally software. Illegal. They messed with the ballots. They messed with the absentees. They went all in on the
fraud. But why not? They did it under Obama and got away with it, right? We saw precinct after precinct in places like Philadelphia with 120% of the vote coming in all for Obama, and they got away with it. So why would they not? Why would they not?
Yep.
Right? Republicans got to get a backbone, and the state legislators across this country need to change that today. Yeah.
Well, you still got...
Want to finish that video?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Let's finish that video.
Let me go back and do the screen share again. Where was it here? Put my glasses back on. Yeah, this is priceless.
Then we'll wrap up.
Good. Let me share that. Optimize.
Maybe we'll end with the poor Canadian pastor who is...
That we're here to talk about. I'm not going to talk about that. We've talked about that before, but that's a dodge, okay? Because children in this country, we rank 36th in math, okay? That's about midway of all the developed nations in this country. So I am asking you, as you say you're a social studies teacher, do you favor teaching students that 1619 is more important than 1776? Do you favor that?
I favor us teaching about 1776, which I have often done. Mm-hmm. I favor us
often done.
Wait a minute. Yeah, what is that? Every now and again we teach about it.
She's like, well, I've often done it.
Every now and again we talk about the founding of our country. Playing. Sure, you know.
I'm a history teacher.
Oh, man, Jesus.
Oh, gosh.
And the genocide in terms of the
Absolutely.
Holocaust.
Absolutely. Yeah. I learned about all those things in school that you just mentioned. But the problem, do you think that it's wrong to suggest to children that if they're white, they belong to an oppressor class? If they're black, they belong to a victim class? Do you have any problem with that?
I think we should be lifting up all ethnicities. I don't think we should say that one is an oppressor class and one is a non-oppressor class.
But they do.
I am a big believer in celebrating diversity, in actually looking at and helping people's lived experience. But if you're really talking about misinformation now, Martha, and I hope I really would hope that Fox would really look at what happened in this election and how we can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we should.
That's right.
Maybe
That's
she's right. right. Maybe we should. That's right. Maybe we should really look at the voter fraud. And it comes back to you and your friends on the left figuring out ways to stuff all kinds of ballots in a Prius and get them to show up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I agree. The problem, young lady, is that you and your friends would end up in jail.
Right. That's right.
Well, that's the problem.
They want to continue down this path, though, Mike, of, you know, denounce it, denounce it, denounce it, denounce it. You know, that's what they do. Mr. President, will you denounce this? Mr. President, the white supremacists endorsed you. Will you denounce that? Like, what are you talking about? But that's the game they play, right? I would hope that Fox News would stop carrying the water of truth and talk about, you know, and of course, Fox News is backing right down to, okay, yes, 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 we've said there's no fraud. Yes, we've got along with it. BS. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I am not going to. We know they've done it in the past, right? Al Franken stole that Senate seat, right? The opposing person, Al Franken, clearly won the election. Al Franken sues, and they just happen to find a whole bunch of ballots literally in the back of a Prius, Mike, right? Literally.
Well, that's the thing. All you need to do is say I'm offended, and then you can you win, right? I mean, that's the magic word right now. The magic word is I'm offended. If you say I'm offended, okay, I'm sorry about that. We can't attack you. We can't do anything against it. I'm sorry. Here's what you know. Here's your election. Here's your money.
Yep.
Here's whatever it is. Right. Had a Black Lives Matter by the way. Yeah. She was saying the chairman of the Chinese Communist Party. She's real proud that her book is. Right up there with the red book. That's really sad.
I don't know, I might not have that.
Oh, you got it. Right. Yeah. But that just shows you where the leadership is. Think about where we are as a society today. We're getting rid of Dr. Seuss, the Muppets, right? We're canceling things that have been, you know, the core of this country for children forever. But yet, Song of the Year was Wet Ass
Ridiculous.
You Know What.
Yeah.
That was the Song of the Year. So by Cardi B, I guess. So Cardi B has the Song of the Year, and I won't finish it because it's worse than the word's worse than ass. But wet ass, whatever. That's the Song of the Year. That's just fine. That's absolutely fine. But Dr. Seuss is an animal.
Song of the Year by
the Muppets.
Song of the Year as voted by NPR. That's key. Song of the Year is voted by NPR. Yeah. So
that's right.
Anyway, I want to find this one last video to end the show with, because this is just actually a positive.
Another good use of our tax dollars.
Were you a wrestling fan when you were a kid? Would you watch like WWE and stuff? You know who Hulk Hogan is, though, right? Okay.
This
will make you smile.
Yeah,
and we'll end it with this. It will end on a positive note. This kid is awesome, right? This kid is just fantastic. And I guess Hulk Hogan, I believe, lives down in Tampa, right? Is that where he is? Somewhere, I think, in your area, Lily.
Yeah, he was in Lauderdale, Jupiter area for a while.
Like, this kid's a super fan, and man, is this kid perfect, right? This is just great. I love this.
It's the best ever.
Roadhouse, brother. Let me tell you something, brother. When you walk in this beat shop, I'm surprised that you still got the shirt on, Jack.
Well, let me tell you something. Oh, sir, the first time I met you, I was only 3 years old, but now I'm 6 years old. So now we gotta take it to a bigger level, man. Just like that no good stinky giant over your head and send them right through the table in front of 93,000 Hulkamaniacs. So what are they gonna do when the power of the Hulkster
is
24-inch pythons run wild on you?
That is just the best ever, man. That made me smile. I love this kid. He's just the best.
You know, you got to send that to Ryan Reinstein.
He's a big fan.
Send that video to Reinstein.
That's just the best. So anyway, all right, on behalf of Mike Lobos, I'm Glenn Wiggle. If you need to throw out the week, folks, of course, if you manage money for a living, go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. You can always call our office, 833-FIN-GUYS. Well, go ahead, Mike.
A lot of school board races, by the way, coming up this week in the Western New York area. Get involved, folks. Get involved. Find out who you're voting for. Get involved. Show up to vote. It's a big deal. A lot of these races need to start to be won at the local level. Glenn, for those of you listening, you can't see this, but that pastor in Canada that got arrested for opening up his church on Good Friday, if you don't think that can happen in your town, man, I've seen everything over the last year. The Dirtbag Liquor Authority folks are still walking into restaurants. We got a call the other day from somebody closer to Rochester, but they were hanging out. They own a winery slash, I guess they serve like some finger foods and stuff, but they were end of the night, nobody in there. They had friends that came in. Just hanging out, having a glass of wine, and of course they got massive amounts of fines and threatened to be shut down. And these people are left-wing communists, and they need to be stopped. And that starts at every level. Starts at school boards. Starts at local town races. By the way, local towns have a lot more power than anything. We had somebody call in this week and said, "Well, what can we do as a school board?" I don't know. You can find a set of stones and actually stand up against
it. That's right.
That's what I would do. But I'm on school board. I'm saying enough is enough. I mean, people say, "Oh, well, you don't do that." BS, we don't. We go out in front of thousands of people every Saturday and talk about how we should need to fight. So don't tell me we wouldn't do it. We would do it. Our financial firm was never shut down, never once shut down, not even for a day during this crisis. And we could see what was coming. The monster's now coming for these people. It'll come for you, too, at some point. They're going to destroy as many restaurants as they can. They're going to take out religion out of as many things as they can.
That's right.
And then they're going to come
for you. And
I'll
tell you what, it's amazing that we're still talking about this 14 months later, when places like Florida have been back to normal for 9 months. I mean, Florida reopened this time last year. It was the first phase of Florida reopening. They went phase 1, 2, 3. By June 1st, Florida was completely open. Now, they still had mask mandates, but there was no curfews. There was no capacity limits. You could have a wedding down here if you wanted to with 500 people. No problem.
You could at least still live your life and operate your business, right? I mean, and a lot of people still in Florida still drank the Kool-Aid.
That's okay.
They still having the face diapers
but
on.
But no fines.
But you had the right to make your own decisions.
There was no fines.
Yeah,
there was no closures. Yep. There was no liquor license being stripped from bars or restaurants. There was no tyranny of – well, there was. For the first 2 weeks, there was tyranny. I will say that. For the first 2 weeks, they closed down beaches.
Oh, yeah.
They kicked people out of parks. It was outrageous. Yep. I mean, it really was. But DeSantis figured it out. And he apologized for it. He literally, quick. They asked him a question, a great interview recently, and they asked him a question, you know, what if you made any mistakes, what would you say? He said, well, honestly, I was too harsh. I listened to Dr. Fauci. We bought into Fauciism. We shouldn't have. It took me too long to catch on. But by mid-April, 1st of May, I was figuring it out, and by June, we were open. I wish I had known and figured it out sooner, and that's my only regret. And you know what? I appreciate the apology.
Leadership.
I appreciate the fact that you say, I made
that's
a mistake.
Leadership.
I won't do it again. And he did. He said, I'm not going back to close down. That was wrong. I wouldn't do that again. Look at the other numbers. That's the amazing part. I posted this on Twitter. This is the best part. I posted this on Twitter and said, even with the benefit of 14 months of hindsight, these morons still don't get it. And some moron on the left literally retweeted this and said, well, these guys don't get it. I'm like, oh, my God. Would you just please look at the data? Look at how Florida's doing. Remember when they opened up Georgia? Oh, my God, Georgia's going to be a cesspool of death. And it just nothing happened. Right? Texas. Oh, my God, just wait 2 weeks. Nothing.
They forgot about
it. Joke.
There was not one more story after that. 2 weeks later, not one thing on COVID in Georgia.
It's amazing.
Not
anyway.
One.
Yeah. All right. TheFinancialGuys.com. We'll thanks again for listening. Check out our YouTube channel. If you're listening to this on a podcast, you can go to our YouTube channel and click on the bell. It will give you notifications when we put out new content. And please subscribe. It helps us out quite a bit. Give us a thumbs up if you like the content. We do appreciate that as well.
Russ Thompson, Carl Palladino, and David DiPietro filling in on Saturday.
We got a Saturday off, which is nice. So we'll see you next week here Tuesday on the podcast. So thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.